Hi there, I'm Janet Quinlan, and this is Finding Joy in Motherhood, the podcast for women who are looking for practical tools and words of encouragement to create an orderly, joyful, faith, and virtue-driven home. I'll share tips to create mindset shifts that change the way you discipline your children, love your husband, and enjoy your day. This podcast is about coaching women to be the best woman God is calling her to be. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, and welcome to episode number 177, Creating Boundaries. A few days ago, I was in Walgreens, and I was over in the cosmetic department, and I overheard a woman at the counter, and she was saying things like, Hey, is someone going to help me? Hey, get over here. I'm in a hurry. And I was shocked, actually, with the way she was speaking to an employee. And I heard the employee say, yes, I'm coming. She said, well, hurry up. I'm in a hurry. Hurry up. Get over here. And then she asked for a certain brand of cigarettes behind the counter. And I guess the employee was looking for them. I was still over in the cosmetic department. And she said, no. They're over there. They're over there. Open your eyes. The employee said, we're sold out of that. And she said, oh my gosh, don't you know I'm in a hurry? And she just kept going on and on. And I had to go get something else in the back of the store. As you know how Walgreens is laid out, things are in certain places. So I come from the back of the store. As I'm working my way up to the counter, I'm thinking to myself, I think I'm going to suggest to this woman that she just speak nicely. I really don't like getting involved in other people's conflicts, but she was so unbelievably rude to the worker, and I didn't even see the worker until I got up there, and she was a young girl. And I thought, this is just not right. Just be nice. Just speak nicely. Well, by the time I got up there, she had checked her out, and the woman said, thank you, and left. And I thought, okay, as an employee, she had to take what she got, I suppose. But it made me think, how often in our lives do we take what we get? Whether we take what we get from our spouse in the way he speaks to us or the way he treats us, or from our parents or in-laws or friends or from our children. How much resentment and really low self-esteem is building up because we don't have boundaries to protect ourselves. So what is a boundary? Well, many people think that a boundary is a way of controlling someone else, but that's not really what a boundary is. We can never control other people's actions or feelings or thoughts, but we can set up requests or boundaries that, if not honored, there will be a consequence on our part. When we have strong boundaries in place, we honor who we are and how we will be treated. If someone else does not honor that boundary, we've made it clear that we will act a certain way or do a certain thing in order to protect ourselves. Now, we don't walk around communicating boundaries we have. Hey, you over there in the cosmetic department, if you talk mean to me, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. We don't do things like that before anyone has even spoken mean to us. And on the flip side, we give people a chance to honor our boundaries, particularly with people we are in relationship with. I'm not necessarily speaking about strangers. We can have boundaries, firm boundaries with strangers. That's a different thing. We don't just cut people off when they've done something we disagree with. So make sure that you're not on either extreme of boundaries, but that you actually have in your mind clear boundaries of how you would like to be treated, and you communicate them, you communicate your boundary when one has been violated. So if your child takes food into the family room, you communicate the boundary, and hopefully you've already established rules and they've just forgotten them, but you communicate that they need to leave the family room and sit at the kitchen table to eat, or you'll take away what they're eating. Maybe your mom shows up at your door whenever she feels like it, or your mother-in-law, and you don't want that to happen. You can let her know that you would like her to call before coming over, And if she doesn't call, you won't be answering the door. Now, does that sound mean? Yeah, it kind of does in our minds, right? Because we think that we always have to be available to everyone whenever anyone wants it. Not true. It only sounds mean when we think we'll be hurting others. But what about hurting ourselves by letting someone, even our mom, drop in whenever she feels like it, and we have to drop whatever we're doing to be with her? We're hurting ourselves. Now, remember, I am talking about activity that happens over and over again, okay? If your mom or your mother-in-law just drops by unexpectedly, I would welcome them. But if it happens again, then I would say, hey, look, I need you to call me or let me know. Or maybe your mother or your mother-in-law just walks in the house if your doors are unlocked, and you don't want them to do that. Just ask them to knock, please, before they come in. If they have repetitive behavior that is infringing on you and your life, that's when you bring up a boundary. There's no boundary necessary, of course, if you don't mind if your mom drops in whenever she wants. If it's good with you, it's totally fine. Maybe you have a friend who's always late. You can't control who she is, but you can set a boundary if you want. Hey, Mary, if you're going to be late, please let me know. Or, I'll wait 15 minutes for you, Mary, and then I'm going to leave. You are frequently late, and I don't want to get mad. I just don't want to wait around longer than 15 minutes for you, or whatever time you want to set. I won't be mad, but I'm just not going to wait anymore. So we make a request. We ask someone to stop doing whatever it is that oversteps physically or emotionally for us. And then we tell them what we will do if they don't comply with our request. And all boundaries or requests should come from a place of love to promote self-kindness. A boundary isn't an ultimatum. It isn't a way of controlling others. Rather, it is a way of honoring ourselves and how we want to live and care for ourselves. So when we create a boundary out of love for ourselves and love for the other, we're actually creating a more intimate relationship with the other person because we're being honest and simple. And we're not just racking up resentments, hurts, or anger. People don't have to agree with our boundary. They're entitled to have their own thoughts. But that doesn't mean that we have to give in and let them treat us any way they want. So it's good to communicate a boundary with empathy for the other. We need to remember that often people do not realize how their actions affect us. And when we create a boundary, we communicate how their actions affect us. We still love them. We still want to see them. But they just can't treat us like this anymore. It's okay. Now, there's another type of boundary that we don't take the time to communicate, and that is boundaries with strangers. I always think it is best to communicate a boundary with a stranger with as much charity as possible. So, when someone asks, "Are all those kids yours?" you just smile and say, "Yes. Aren't they great?" and then walk away. Or, "How many more are you going to have?" "Well, I don't know, and it's really not your business," and walk away. Or, "I heard you had surgery. What was it for?" "You know, that's very private, but I appreciate your concern." The boundary isn't, "Hey, when you say or ask that, I'm going to blah, 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 blah." But instead, you just do the action. Many, many years ago, probably like, I'm thinking about 28, 29 years ago, I was in Shop and Save with all of my children. I think I had 5 at the time. And we had a different checkout person. So usually the checkout person that we went to, she was delightful. And my kids were always, you know, packing up the groceries and very well behaved by then. And she was always kind of in awe on how the children behaved. And this time I had a new checker, and she looked at all the children as I was unpacking the groceries onto the conveyor belt, And I knew right away I was going to be in for something. And she went off on, are all those kids yours? And I said, yes. And she said, oh my gosh, I had two and I could never have had any more than two. In fact, if I had more than two, I would probably give them back because two is it. And those two drive me crazy. I don't know how you do it. And I just let her talk. And I just didn't really say anything. And I kind of, you know, nodded patiently and politely. And then we said goodbye and we got out into the van, my big 15-passenger van, which I kind of miss in a weird way. But anyway, and my 4-year-old came up to me. Now, my 4-year-old was the one who was in trouble the most. He was always kind of forgetting what I said. He was always pushing the boundaries. We had a lot of conflict with the 4-year-old. And by the way, that 4-year-old, very sensitive, very loving, just had trouble obeying. He came up to me in the van. They hadn't all gotten in their car seats yet. And he said, Mommy, which one of us would you give back? And even telling the story now, it makes me emotional. Because at the time, I just was trying to be polite to this woman. Now, I didn't need to go off on her, tell her off, but I also didn't respect my boundary of my values. And our value was to be open to life and to take as many children as God wanted us to have with joy and love. And I did. I loved my children. I would have had 10 more if I could have. I loved my kids. And when he said that to me, first of all, I realized he was very nervous because he thought he might be the one who was sent back. But I also realized that I let myself down and I let my children down by not just basically speaking back, by trying to keep the peace and keep the silence. And I decided then that my new boundary for strangers who asked about why I would be so crazy as to have this many children would be to be bold in proclaiming my opinion. Yeah, my husband and I are open to life, and these children, they exhaust me, but they bring me more happiness than I could have ever imagined. You're not bad or rude when you don't answer questions that are private and personal. And you're not bad or rude when you express your opinion, your value, in response to someone else's. Okay, remember to keep a boundary from a place of love, not anger or frustration, because you'll usually say something you don't mean if you respond out of anger or frustration. Whether it's to your mother or your mother-in-law or your husband, or your children. Hey, if you stay on PlayStation longer than we agreed to, you're never going to go on it ever again. That's not something that you will probably honor. Remember that each person in your life, children are a little different story, but each person, each adult in your life, they get to choose how they will act. So have physical boundaries, emotional and mental boundaries, spiritual or religious boundaries, financial, material boundaries, and time boundaries. If they ask you to do one more thing at your school where your children are, and they ask you because you always say yes, decide if you want to say yes. Don't do it because they know that you will say yes. Do it because you want to. You want to give the time to the school. And if you don't, you are free to say no. So boundaries in relationships, I want to talk about them. With your husband, do you have boundaries in the way you interact and live with each other, in the way you disagree? If not, when something comes up or has come up, bring it to your husband in conversation, in communication, in love. Figure out how you want to be treated and how you think you should treat him, and then work it out together. With your children, what are your boundaries in communication? Do you allow them to be disrespectful? Do you let them say, I hate you? Do they have the authority in the family. If you let your children be disrespectful or hate you, you have given up your authority in your family. And actually, that's a big deal. Your children can't live the fourth commandment of honoring your mother and your father when the mother and father don't act in an honorable fashion by claiming the authority of the home. With your parents and your in-laws, are you and your husband able to live your family life the way you want to live it? Do you have boundaries around holidays? Or do you just go and do whatever they want you to do? You leave your mother and father and you become one, a new entity. Are there boundaries around gift giving or unsolicited advice? Consider boundaries that you need to have the family life that you want and to be respected as the woman, the mother, the wife of the home. And I'll just tell you, as an older woman now who has children married with their own families, sometimes I forget. It's not because I have ill intent. It's because sometimes I forget that I am the mom, but in a different way now. And that's hard, actually. It's hard. So give your moms and your mother-in-laws a little grace and love them and communicate boundaries with empathy, okay? How about boundaries in your home? Where can people eat? Where can children eat? Do you make a decision that they eat in the kitchen and then they abide by it? What about the state of things? How much stuff do you have in your home? Are toys always picked up? And if they're not, get rid of them. Or put them in a big bin, and that's the consequence that the children have. You don't get those toys for a week or whatever you decide. What kind of movies do we watch in our home as a family? Are they movies that support our values and our beliefs? What about the phone? Do we have boundaries around our meal times so that our phones aren't interrupting or distracting? Or even just in day-to-day communication, is the phone always there that we pick it up and we look at it when it dings? I have a daughter-in-law, at least one, maybe two, I don't know, and maybe a daughter, I don't really know, but I know for sure one of them always has her phone on silent. And I know this because when their children come over to our house and my phone isn't on silent and it dings, the kids say, "What was that?" They have no idea. They are not used to hearing a phone make an alert during the day. So consider boundary in your home with your tech. Boundaries with our children. Children need and crave guardrails. They really do. We may think that they don't because they often fuss at us or complain about them, but that's just the human condition. You might say original sin, rearing its ugly head. We complain when we have to do things we don't want to do. But really, we need the guardrails. We also need to know what is age-appropriate behavior. And if our children aren't acting in age-appropriate behavior, what are the consequences? Have we told them this? When our kids were teenagers, we were very clear about here are the boundaries as, you know, a teenager in our home. And if you break them, this is what's going to happen. Very clear. So again, with your children, do you have boundaries around communication in the way they speak to you? Do you have boundaries around bedtime, mealtime, playtime? Can they just play any way they want? Can they be mean to siblings? No, there have to be clear boundaries. Hey, if you are bossy with your younger brother, then you will be playing alone. And as the children get older, and if you give them phones, very clear boundaries around the phones. No phones in your room, no phones after 10. Lots of different ways that you can set boundaries with your children and ways that you must set boundaries for them. So often I get the question from moms, how do I get my child off their phone? Or how do I get my child off PlayStation? I'm like, what do you mean, how do you get? You create a boundary and then you enforce it. And if you are on your phone when you are told not to be, I take your phone. Or if you don't set a timer and aren't off PlayStation after 30 minutes, you don't get to go on PlayStation for the rest of the weekend. We had boundaries in our home that you didn't go on PlayStation at all during the week. Only on the weekend and only at a certain time, Friday or Saturday night. Now, during the summer, I did let them have time to play on PlayStation later in the afternoon after they had done reading and played outside and done, you know, whatever different imaginative play they did. Then they could play like at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. They could have a half an hour where they played. I created the boundaries and they had to honor them. Now, it's very important to teach your children that they should have boundaries so that they realize that they can say no to others and that they realize that they respect themselves and their decisions when they say no to others. How do they know this? When they watch you create boundaries for them, for the good of them. And you explain, this is why I'm creating this boundary. It's for your benefit, for your good. You may not like it, but I know that it's for your good. So they have the example and they learn to say no by watching you say no in your boundaries. It's really important to teach children boundaries as they're growing up, because when they get into the preteen and teenage years and then into the college years, they have to know very firmly what their boundaries are, or they will just completely get lost in the culture. Okay, everyone, if you have trouble creating boundaries, go to janetquinlan.com and sign up for a free coaching session with me and see how together we can help you create boundaries that honor who you are and the life that you want. You'll see what coaching is like. I would love to have the opportunity to help you. Take care. Have a great week. Bye. Do you have a life coach who helps you be the woman you want to be, the woman God has called you to be? Who helps you sort through your marriage or parenting difficulties and helps you create the mindset you need to embrace your vocation with joy and gratitude? If you're looking for a coach, I would be so honored to help you. Email me at janet@findingjoyinmotherhood.com.